Welcome to Narratives. Tracy Spicer came back from a traumatic premature birth to find that her troubles were just beginning. Pregnancy had demoted her. Outraged, she takes on her employers.
I phone the new boss's assistant. Hey there, how are you? I'm in next week, but I've lost my goddamn swipe card. Is it possible to get another one in the mail or left at the front desk for me? Oh, hi, Trace. Glad you called, she says, shifting gears. There've been a couple of changes since you've been away. The boss wants to talk. Can you come in tomorrow? What's it about? He can explain. After watching female friends fall off the perch, I'm a meerkat. Ears pricked, senses heightened, scanning the horizon. Something's not right. With baby on boob in my left hand like a football, I Google with my right, mothers returning to work. Technically, I took a combination of annual and long service leave because 10 only offered 2 weeks paid maternity leave. At that time in Sweden, women received a year's parental leave at 80% pay. Brazil, 4 months maternity leave at 100% of earnings. Kenya, 2 months leave at a full wage. In Australia, in 2005, the law mandates a year's unpaid leave. Even so, only 3 in 5 mothers end up getting it. Worst of all, women in low-skilled, low-paid professions are less likely to access this entitlement. Many end up leaving the workforce for good. Before me is a smorgasbord of support, state and federal laws backed by advice from our union, MIA. I walk into the meeting with a folder full of papers. I'm ADA Serena Sutherland from Law and Order, striding into a coffee shop instead of a courtroom. Well, in my mind at least. The truth is, I'm terrified. John Wiseman is a bear of a man who holds the power. I'm an older woman in a workplace that adulates youth. I sit across from him. We start with small talk. How's Taj? He asks. He's really well for a premie, I answer. Because Jace has a lot of leave, he's at home for a couple of months. Then we've arranged a nanny 3 mornings a week. There's no extended family available, but I'm sure we can juggle it. Look, he says, you've been away for a while and there've been a few changes. Okay, what are they? I ask, legs jiggling. We want to put the younger presenters on the roster, give them some airtime to refine their skills. Cool, I guess that's what updates are for. I remember snack-sized news breaks being invaluable as training exercises. Well, some are more experienced than others. We're going to allocate them the longer bulletins, some of the morning ones during the week. So where does that leave me? That's quite exciting. Every week would be different. Some days you'd present, others you'd produce or go on the road, mix it up a little. Let me get this straight. My roster would change from week to week. I'd be sidelined into lower paid, lower profile roles. And childcare would be a nightmare. Is that what you're saying? You want to shaft someone returning from maternity leave? Oh, I knew it'd be like this. There's no need to be defensive. A fire is lit in my belly. No, it's an inferno, and it rages to this day. Suddenly, the good girl strips bare. Shoulder blades back, head held high, I lean forward. To my mind, what you are suggesting is illegal and immoral, and I will take you to court. Underneath the table, my hands are shaking, but I'm serene on the surface. Oh, it's lawyers at 20 paces, is it? Ha! He says, see you in court. Regret seeps in like nerve gas. I've supped from a poisoned chalice. What was I thinking? Threatening to sue my boss at a major television network? I'm the girl who can't get to the toilet, the Bevan chick from Redcliffe, the one who faints from fear. But I'm also older and I hope wiser. That sense of social justice instilled as a child remains at my core. I go to the head of HR. He asks me to repeat the chat, and I can, verbatim. In an extraordinary turn of events, a week later, I'm invited back to my old job. Sorry, the boss's assistant says over the phone. Must have been a misunderstanding. Still, there's a stain on my character. I become a boil which must be lanced.
You've been listening to Tracy Spicer reading from her book, The Good Girl Stripped Bare. Narratives is produced by Karina Wynne-Moylan of Arts Canvas Bay FM 99.9 and is supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.